Let's do the holy letters of the Rebbe, and this is in volume 4. This is letter number 1173, and this is dated also on the third day of Elul, Tavshin Yud Aleph, Brooklyn. Shalom Ubracha. This looks like a very upsetting letter to the Rebbe. The Rebbe said, I received your letter from the 17th of Menachem Av, etc. Now, of course, there's no names over here and there is no details, so I don't know exactly what it's talking about. But apparently, so let's say, Rebbe says, I am sure that you found out, that you know, that immediately after the festival of the redemption, that is Yud Beis Tammuz, and the Rebbe means to say it was a festive time, it was a, so immediately after that, they wrote to me at great length about this matter, with very pointed expressions or painful expression, poking expressions, etc., etc. So therefore the Rebbe says, I don't understand, what are you coming to add with your letter, with this letter? What else are you coming to add? It's known, the saying of our sages, that Lashon Hara, that's evil tongue, speak evil, applies to three, which is to the one who's speaking the Lashon Hara, the one who's saying bad, to the one who you're speaking of, the person being, and also to the one that is listening. So basically the Rebbe is saying, by telling me that, you're actually, whatever he was saying to the Rebbe, you are causing me to be part of the Lashon Hara, because I am listening to what you're saying. You're writing bad about somebody, you're saying bad about something. You're causing me to be part of the cycle of those three that are involved in speaking evil tongue about somebody else. The Rebbe says, it's also known in the codifiers, this is the Rambam, in Hilchos Deyos, Halacha Beis, and in many places, that a motzi shemra, that sometimes you say you give somebody a bad name, so over there they say that it's only if it's a total lie. That, in other words, if you are lying about someone, then it's called giving the person a bad name. Motzi Shemra. But Lashon Hara would be, even if it's true, in other words, it doesn't have to be a lie in order for it to be considered Lashon Hara. So therefore, the Rebbe says, even let's say that everything that you write in your letter are absolute accurate, and there is no ounce of exaggeration, and even it has nothing to do that it slightly touched the writer's honor, I'm still surprised. What is the benefit? What is the purpose of writing? So the Rebbe says, I have no choice, because I have to read the letters that are sent to me. I got to read them. They're sent to me. I have to read them. And also the Rebbe is talking about this rabbi, whoever it is. He had no choice by writing about this. But you, the Rebbe writes to you, to him, since you have freedom of choice, and the Rebbe brings down from the Hasidus and other places, that a Jewish person, because he is tied to the essence, the infinite Hashem, you have freedom of choice. So the Rebbe says, I'm surprised in you, because you had a choice whether to write or not to write. Why did you choose to write and at great length about it? Without, I don't see any benefit, only the damage of Lashon Hara. As sure, the Rebbe says, that your intent by writing is, you're writing this because you think that people have already written all the details, so you're not sort of guilty of Lashon Hara, because it's already something that the Rebbe knows already about. So, Rebbe says, as time goes on, perhaps you will rejoice my heart also by letting me know of the accomplishment of the growth of the students in Yerushamayim and the fear of heaven by learning Nigla and Chassidus, and let it be the will that as the end of our Golos is coming close, as what does the exile come for? It came from the sin, as the Gemara says in Yom Testament base, the sin of Sinas Chinam, false hatred. So instead of that, instead of false hatred, Hashem should give in the heart of each one of us the concept of love for no reason, which means there is no such a thing as love for no reason, because there's always a good reason to love another Jew. But he says, even according to your opinion, to your nefesh abahamis, your animal soul opinion, you think it's love for no reason. So even according to that, because you're not obligated, you don't owe him anything. You're going to love the person chinam for no reason, because you don't owe him anything. And also the command that it says, v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha, which is a great rule in the Torah, love your fellow as yourself. You don't see any reason that about this person, that you have to love them too, because you don't want to recognize him as your friend. And on the contrary, you see in him all negative things, etc. The Rebbe doesn't want to say. And you still love him. What does it mean? Loving somebody in vain or for no reason means that it's a person that you really have no obligation to love him, because you don't owe him anything. And the Torah command of loving him doesn't apply to him because you think that he's your enemy, and blah, 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 you know, all the things. But what's the idea to make up for the galus of sinas chinam is to do ahavas chinam. The Rebbe says, in the same measure, minimally, that caused the hatred, that caused the destruction, during these days of mercy and goodwill, it was the month of Elul, so Hashem should give us the merit to all of us serve him with one shoulder all together. And as we say, Barcheinu Avinu Kolonik Yechab Rebunecha, bless us our Father, we're all together. It brings in Tanya Perek Lavan Beis and Sevim Mesav Yisrael, and mainly Kutus Echotsu. The Rebbe gives him a blessing, Aksivasim Atoiva, Lashona Toiv Mesuka, and a year of peace and quiet. Sort of a year of peace and quiet. And so you see how, you know, the Rebbe is begging. This is not the only letter. You know, the people were getting the Rebbe involved in all kinds of contents, disagreements and everything else. But the Rebbe asks and demands that people should treat each other with respect, with love, with care, and not be carrying Lashon Hara, and not telling him Lashon Hara, and not hating anybody, but on the contrary, love. Maybe the Rebbe said, what's your purpose in writing to me, you know? So maybe the purpose is to get such a letter back from the Rebbe. And for us to learn, that we are sitting today and learning the Rebbe's answer to him, so that we can be encouraged and we can learn how to behave towards another person. So maybe that was the purpose. So in that case, it wasn't Lashon Hara. It was for that particular case. But for us, it's a lesson for the positive, how to behave in a positive way.